I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. With national unemployment rates the lowest they've been in nearly half a century, many employers can't find enough skilled workers. In Connecticut, manufacturers are especially feeling the pinch. The State Department of Labor estimates the industry will need to hire tens of thousands of qualified workers in the next 5 years. Now there's a free short-term training program that helps people upgrade their skills and apply for good-paying jobs in manufacturing. 29-year-old Sean DeLack says as a teen, he dropped out of high school and got a job in food service.
And then me and my fiance got together 2016, and we wanted something more than just getting by living in an apartment. So we decided to purchase a house. Upon closing on our house, we realized that she was pregnant. And a little after, unfortunately, I lost my job and became unemployed.
A friend told him about the large number of manufacturing jobs open in eastern Connecticut.
So I was like, oh, that's great. You know, I'm a big hobbyist. I'm into blacksmithing. I enjoy working with my hands. I would be interested in being a machinist.
He got his GED and was accepted into a short-term intro to manufacturing course. The course was created through the Eastern Connecticut Manufacturing Pipeline Initiative, a federally funded project that came together originally to address a severe shortage of workers at Groton Shipyard Electric Boat.
It started off with basic math, kind of like algebra, and then it started going into trigonometry. I thought it was great. They realized everybody had an individual learning style. Nobody got left behind.
And it worked. DeLack was hired as a sheet manifold technician at aerospace parts manufacturer Whitcraft in Eastford, Connecticut. He's since been promoted and now inspects engine parts.
It's a really new paradigm. It's a new dynamic in that it's a short-term training that gives people the basics, and then they get the balance of the training on the job.
Now that successful model in Eastern Connecticut is set to go statewide. Bill Villano is the CEO of Workforce Alliance in New Haven, which is about to launch its own 5-week training program. He says these classes are for underemployed and unemployed people who are willing to commit. If applicants' math skills come up a little short, for example, there's a 2-week remedial class they can take. The model works well, he says, because employers, educators, and labor all sat around a table together to design and tailor a curriculum to meet local needs. Manufacturers were asked,
what skills are common to all of you? You know, so whether you're building a submarine or, you know, whether you're fabricating metal, you know, what is it that's common?
Then educators created a program that would apply to most manufacturers. Workers get more specific training on the job. Rich DuPont of Housatonic Community College will be coordinating the effort in New Haven. He says Connecticut's community colleges have manufacturing technology centers across the state that work well, but the training takes a lot longer.
This program offers students who might not be able to commit to 10 months of their lives in a program like that with a really genuine opportunity. Manufacturing is paying great wages and benefits right now.
John Beauregard, CEO of the Eastern Connecticut Workforce Investment Board, says the response in Eastern Connecticut has been overwhelming.
We were supposed to teach 30 classes. We ended up teaching 45. We were supposed to enroll in training 450. We enrolled 718. And we were supposed to get 400 job placements. We just went over the 1,200 mark.
More than three-fourths of those now employed had no prior manufacturing experience.
I went from a single parent not being able to afford anything, sleeping on a floor, to owning my own home and having this opportunity to work at Whitcraft.
Again, Sean DeLack.
It's a great sense of accomplishment, and it brings me a lot of pride considering what I've come from.
New Haven's program, called Skill Up for Manufacturing, will be funded with both federal and state monies. In addition to free classes, there's travel reimbursement and daycare assistance for participants, as well as a cash stipend for completing benchmarks along the way. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.